In the southwestern Puerto Rican town of Adjuntas, a small community center has been powered by solar energy for almost two decades. It's called Casa Pueblo, and after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico last year, the lights at Casa Pueblo stayed on while most of the island plunged into darkness. Residents were able to charge their phones, store food, and use its electricity to power critical medical devices. Now, as Puerto Rico rebuilds its power grid, which federal officials say could cost over $30 billion, solar energy is being seen as an alluring alternative to guard against future blackouts. And Casa Pueblo is on the front lines of that change.
What we're doing is calling from a bottom-up process in which people can actively engage in the transition to solar power and to show that that transition can be done.
Arturo Masoldeya is the associate director of Casa Pueblo, and he's featured in a new documentary, Paris to Pittsburgh, that explores how Americans are responding to climate change. And he began by telling me how Casa Pueblo is lighting up Adjuntas.
We have done a barber shop here, five grocery stores, a pizza place, a restaurant. We're doing warehouses. We're doing full houses in Adjuntas in order to change our energy landscape.
So solar energy is not a new thing for Casa Pueblo. How has it changed and become more important since Hurricane Maria? Because what you're saying is you're doing an energy revolution.
So in 1985, we decided to buy an old house, and it became the center of our organization. And since 1999, it has been running on solar power. After stopping the open pit mining proposal, we proposed a new forest, Bosque del Pueblo, and after that, Bosque La Olimpia. So we are actively engaged in conservation initiative and the protection of biodiversity. And in doing so, we find out that the energy agenda was a critical component to be included for conservation of nature. So that's why Casa Pueblo had been running with solar power. We upgraded our system in 2007, and after the hurricane, our solar system was intact, and we were able to reopen the day after the hurricane and start giving a humanitarian service to our community.
I wonder if the people that you were serving after Hurricane Maria, was there a moment where people said, wait a minute, solar power is not just a fad, this is critical, this is part of something that helped us survive through Hurricane Maria? Did it change the minds of other Puerto Ricans?
Absolutely. After the hurricane, we organized a campaign with the diaspora of Puerto Ricans in the U.S. To light up Puerto Rico with the sun. So the idea was to give people solar lamps to help during the crisis with illumination, but also to show them how easy, how simple, safe was to embrace solar power. Other people were coming here to get help. And for example, Maria Medina was a dialysis patient and she needed to run her equipment at home. So we decided to do 10 houses that were that had special medical needs to power, again, a dialysis equipment, a respiratory machine and other devices. And what happened is that they don't see Casa Pueblo any longer as an exotic solar-based institution, but they see now Casa Pueblo as a new reference of things that can be done to free ourselves from the grid and the power authority, and not only as an opportunity, but basically as a necessity of the people to generate energy at the point of consumption. So we are seeing a transition. People are more receptive. A lot of people are coming to Casa Pueblo to see how we're doing the energy generation at the point of consumption. So I guess we're in the middle of a transition, and we want to push for energy self-sufficiency for the island, to move away from fossil fuels because we're vulnerable, because it is an obsolete infrastructure, and seeking energy self-sufficiency is not only good for the environment, but also to improve the quality of life and build resiliency for the community.
Let's talk a little bit about what could be the future of solar energy on the island, specifically some of the landscape, the business landscape here. There's been a big push from the Puerto Rican government now, after Maria, to embrace solar energy as it tries to rebuild its power grid. And I'm wondering if PREPA, or the Puerto Rican Electric Power Authority, which was heavily criticized after its faulty response to Maria, are they embracing moving forward with solar energy?
Both the government and PREPA, they are saying one thing, but they are acting differently. They want to gasify, to rebuild Puerto Rico energy grid fossil fuel dependent. And that's the problem, that Puerto Rico is 98% fossil fuel energy dependent. So that's not a transition to a different future.
So, Arturo, your work is being featured in this National Geographic documentary called From Paris to Pittsburgh. Are you taking your work beyond Adjuntas?
Yes, we have. That's very interesting. We're going to show that in our cinema, solar cinema, very soon in Puerto Rico. We are very pleased for the local people and for Puerto Rico to see that what is being done at the local level has a meaning for Puerto Rico, for the Caribbean, and for the whole planet. I think when you add what is going in Adjuntas, Casa Pueblo is one of these community organizations, but there's a lot of community organizations in Puerto Rico doing actively different efforts, as we see in Iowa and Florida and California. And when you add all of that and you break that sense of isolation and actually create a sense that what is being done here in Adjuntas, in this isolated area, has a very significant and important meaning for what is going on global-wise.
Arturo Masol Della is the Associate Director of Casa Pueblo. Arturo, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Paris to Pittsburgh premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on National Geographic.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.